AI News by Conjero.
Google is taking its Lyria 3 music model out of the demo sandbox and into the cloud stack where developers build real products. Lyria 3 is now in public preview on Vertex AI, which means teams can call it like any other managed AI service, test it, measure it, and decide whether it belongs in a shipped app. Public preview also signals that the interface and operational details are still provisional, but the distribution model matters. This is being offered as infrastructure, not just a one-off creative showcase. Google split the offering into two distinct models. The first, Lyria 3, targets short-form audio. It generates tracks up to 30 seconds long and is pitched for rapid prototyping, social clips, in-app stingers, ad mockups, and other places where speed and iteration matter. Second, Lyria 3 Pro can produce up to 3-minute compositions and is described as understanding musical architecture, intros, verses, choruses, bridges, even vocals and timed lyrics. That longer model is intended for outputs that need to feel finished, with coherent structure across a longer time horizon. The emphasis here is less about raw audio fidelity and more about structure. Google is selling the idea that usable, shippable generated music depends on predictable sections and timing, sustaining a verse to chorus transition, keeping a hook consistent, placing lyrics at the right moment. Those kinds of structural behaviors make generated music easier to edit, align with visuals, loop, or cut without breaking the piece. In many product contexts, games, creator tools, marketing platforms, that predictability is more important than a single impressive clip. Lyria 3 also accepts reference images in addition to text prompts. That opens multimodal workflows where a thumbnail, artwork, or storyboard frame can help steer the music to match a visual identity. It's a useful bridge for creative software that wants audio to feel like part of a system, but it also adds complexity. Teams will need to understand how visual cues map to musical attributes and whether those mappings are stable across runs. Real product challenges go beyond getting a track back from an API. Latency matters. A model fine for batch generation may be too slow for interactive experiences. Cost can escalate quickly if teams iterate repeatedly or generate long pieces. Reliability, moderation, and determinism are also critical. Generated audio must survive retries, edge cases, and fit brand or style constraints with enough reproducibility to be practical in production workflows. Putting Lyria 3 on Vertex AI signals a broader platform play. By making generative music a managed cloud capability, Google is positioning it alongside other operational AI services where integration, control, metering, and procurement comfort matter more than novelty. For developers deciding between a fast short-form model or a deeper compositional one, Google is framing synthetic audio as a component with distinct workload shapes, not just a flashy demo. Because the models are in public preview, product teams should treat this as an early platform move promising, but still needing careful testing for latency, cost, consistency, and moderation before being treated as a dependable building block. The direction is clear. Google wants generated music to be something developers can build with inside their apps, not just something they can watch.
AI News by Conjero.